Look, I'm just going to be really blunt. Joe Biden declared war on American energy and American agriculture the day he walked into the White House. And let's be specific. Let's talk about all the trade agreements that Joe Biden's got done for American agriculture. The answer is zero. And really, he's not been a friend to the farmer when it comes to enforcing the USMCA trade agreement and the corn GMO, some of those types of things. So I don't think he's been a friend of enforcing the trade agreements that President Trump got done. So trade would be one issue. I don't have to tell your listeners about the overreach by the federal government when it comes to rules and regulations. I think that they've expanded waters of the U.S. They're taking herbicides and pesticides away from us. They want us to do no-till farming, but they won't let us use the plant-based products that we need to keep the weeds down, right? So those would be two instances. And the third one, which is one of my favorite ones to talk about, is biofuels. We need E15 year-round, and they're squeezing a lot of my farmers out of some of these renewable tax credits by saying, if you don't implement all of the conservation programs, we're not going to let you do any. And I'll be more specific of that. Look, we've been doing no-till farming on our farm now since 1991, as far as I remember, 1991, and then practicing cover crops where we can in Kansas. But anyone west of where I live in Kansas, it's almost impossible to do cover crops. So what this administration is talking about doing is taking away any, whether it's the EQIP conservation programs or the renewable fuel subsidies as well, the tax credits, unless you do all those things. And simply put, not every land in Kansas and other states is meant to be no-tilled. Look, the farmers are the greatest, the most original conservationists ever, but they need a little bit of flexibility. So this White House has been punishing my farmers. Can't wait for November.